What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So is this going to put me in front of all the Nashville girls?
Yeah.
You like that?
Welcome to Nashville,
not
right?
Really, though. Just moved here.
This is the chance for you to get your brand right, my boy.
Right. And this is right here. I got set things straight.
When I first met Adrian, he said he doesn't talk to many women.
Mac Hereford's a hoe.
Whoa.
Okay, you guys, welcome back to Love You Bye Pod. It's KB and I here with two people, two guests, two males.
Mac and A.
We have a returning member here, Matt Hereford, and Adrian Nunez. Is that right?
Nunez.
You forgot the whole thing over there.
Mm-hmm. The Anya.
Welcome back on the podcast.
Anya.
Wait, so how do you say your last name?
Nunez.
Okay.
Nunez.
Like totally like the white way to say it.
No, it's totally fine. I just like giving people poop about it.
No cussing on the pod.
No, you can get cuss. I don't
care. Okay. We can cuss, but y'all won't.
I'm going to be clean as a whistle.
So here's the story, you guys. We went up to Adrian a few weeks ago. We're like, hey, will you come on our pod? Apparently, he has so many followers on TikTok and Instagram. And he was visiting. And he's like, I'm moving here in a few weeks. And then I'll come on. And then we saw him in a few weeks. And we're like, hey, you said you'd come on the pod. And he's like, who are you guys?
That is exactly right.
There's a lot going on. You know, I just moved across the country.
Right.
That was a lot of miles.
Right.
And yeah.
We forgive you because you're here now. We forced him and said you're coming on and nice to meet you.
This podcast is brought to you by Inspired Design Jewelry. If there's one thing about us, it's that we wear our gold basket hoops.
We wear them every day and everywhere that we go. And you guys, listen to this.
So we love this brand so much, we even got to design our own collection with them.
You guys can go check out our collection at idoriginals.com.
And for 20% off, use our code
LOVEYOUBYE.
That's LOVEYOUBYE.
And you guys can also find the link to their website in our bio. Love you, bye. Where did you move from? LA?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of people moving here from LA.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm from New York. I was only there for 2 years, so I'm not really a Californian, you know?
Okay, right. Did you like it there?
Right? I feel like this is giving me a weird shoulder stance.
Okay. Are you uncomfortable in the...
I'm very comfortable. I just feel like I look like I'm not comfortable.
No, you look great. Do you want a pillow to hold on your lap?
Okay. Right.
But you guys, anyway, Mac is also here because Mac is kind of how we met Adrian.
Right. Thanks for bringing Mac in because I kind of forgot to like say that he's the reason.
Yeah. He is the reason that we met Adrian. And also like, if you guys haven't listened to Mac's episode yet, it's actually amazing. He has the best insight in just like... just male perspectives that were like, wow, this is why we love the culture of men. It's because of Mac Hereford. So we had to bring him back on with Adrian because we were like,
they're going to like tag team it, you guys.
They're going to tag team it. What do you guys think about that?
We love it.
The terminology there was pretty interesting.
Really interesting.
Oh, we can't say that because it's so sexual, apparently.
We're going to attack this.
Teaming?
It's fine.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, we can't say that.
No,
because
you can.
It's like,
I mean, you can if you want.
Well, your dirty ass mind thought of it in
a
sexual
way. It's just as funny.
They're going to tag team you guys.
To clarify.
Right. Because everyone knows. Everyone knows. Like, I knew what they were talking about. But, like, I always say the term tag team. So, apparently, it's, like, super sexual now.
Yeah. Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Get into it. Hey. Wait, we're going to make TikToks after this too. Is that okay?
Yeah.
With all of you, with both of you, yeah, we're going to do dancing ones.
Oh, I don't really dance much, but I'll do it.
Mac, I already said. I said that kind of like we have to freestyle. I said, well, Mac and I will be standing in the back.
I'll Mac can freestyle.
No, not saying that you can't, but I feel like both of our personalities aren't really ones to like want to freestyle in the middle of the camera. Mm-hmm. These two... probably want to freestyle more than us.
That's right. Are we talking about rapping or dancing?
I can rap.
Dancing.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about
freestyle rap.
Oh.
I can't, but
the dance, I could probably do something
okay,
a little
bit. So will you guys tell the listeners how you two met?
Great
yes,
idea.
I'll take it from here. So I was at a Red Bull event.
Red Bull.
And one of my buddies, Skyler, was with Adrian, and we met them earlier that day. And then we met that, we were like hanging out at the same, one of their other events that night. We were just talking because Skylar's one of my boys. Met Adrian, immediately thought he was a dope dude. Was like, dang, this guy's pretty cool. You know, we should do something in Nashville sometime. Ever since, we've been boys.
Yeah.
Great. So you were visiting Nashville at that time?
Red Bull, no. I was living
here. Oh, you were here.
I think I was still, so I was still like in and out of Airbnbs at that point. So I was looking for houses probably for like 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, what did you tell me to stop now? You went.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. So I was still in and out of Airbnbs. And then, yeah. So I think at that point I was here, but I wasn't like in my place. You know what I'm saying?
So can you tell the listeners why you decided to move out of LA?
Okay. Yeah. I can tell you that. That it was just like, I don't know. It just felt like time to move on. There's a lot going on there, and I felt like I got what I needed out of it. And then the last 6 months I was there just kind of felt like every time I left, I was happier. So I just kind of followed my gut and got out of there.
Yeah. Do you feel like people in LA are just like...
Everyone has that stigma. Oh, they're so fake. And no, I don't think it's that. I think everyone that does go there has like a goal in mind. They're there for a reason. They're there to further their career. So it doesn't make them fake. I feel like there are good people, you know. Yeah. They're there from all over the place. It's not LA itself. It's like people are coming from Arkansas and Michigan and Ohio. But these are like the most career-focused people that are going there in the entertainment industry, at least. And I feel like that's why it gets that stigma. But I didn't – every time I've met someone, they've been pretty, pretty nice, you know.
Yeah.
So – but towards the end, I was really – the circle became really small, and I really wasn't like seeing people – on the daily. Like I would literally wake up, work out, film, and stay in the house. So yeah.
Wow. Dang. So what is it like to like meet friends there? I know a lot of it's like going out like in every like city.
These, but like brand events. It's very status based. You know, how can you get in these rooms? To even get in the room, you have to be at a certain, you know, quote unquote status. And then that's how you're making the friends. So it's like a lot of it's that. Or it'll be
Sorry, I was just going to say, I feel like we know Adrian now, but I feel like maybe some people that are listening don't know who you are. So like, will you just tell the listeners how you became like this TikTok, YouTube personality and like what, how you started in that?
So in my sophomore year of college, we got word that we were about to be able to make money off of our name. Cause in college sports in NCAA in Division I, you can't make any money off your name because the school owns you. So we got word of that. I was like, okay, I need to get my followers up. I need my Instagram followers up. And TikTok was booming. So I just started posting on TikTok. And I did videos with like my teammates, like highlight videos, like a basketball and workout videos and little skits and stuff. And then it kind of just evolved into me posting every day. And then, I don't know. I just kind of posted every day. And then now I'm here where I'm at now. Like in terms of, so like, do you want me to explain like what I do as well?
Well, yeah.
So like, so basketball was a huge part. Yeah,
you played at Michigan. Sport. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that brought a lot of following, you think?
That brought like a lot of following for sure. That was like the beginning. The first probably month of me on social media was all based around basketball.
Were you doing basketball stuff or were you in the locker room doing like dances with the guys?
Both.
Because Max says that helped you a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like was doing things like outside of football.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that, like in the similar sense at Alabama. I mean, Michigan's a great basketball program. Alabama's a good football program. But like, yeah, what were y'all doing? Were your teammates cool with it? That's one thing I was gonna ask. Like, some of my teammates loved it, but
it was so new. So like at first it was like, oh, like Adrian's like the TikTok ambassador, pretty cool.
You're right, like giving you a little bit of shit.
Yeah, like whatever. And then it became like a little bit like people are looking at it as a distraction. But then once money started to be involved with NIL, then it's like, oh, how do I get
that? Like, can you tag me?
Yeah. Well, not people. I don't think team. Yeah, some teammates would ask to tag. But like just trying to figure out how they can grow their platform so they can make money off of it as well. So that's kind of like – it was like a joke at first. Then it became, oh, this is too serious. Now, oh, it's so serious that how can I get it? You know what I'm saying?
So as college athletes, did you guys get warning that you guys were about to start getting being able to be paid?
Well, like, it was just like whispers. Like it wasn't official at all.
And then the day it came out to the public was like when it
July 1st, 2020.
2022.
Yeah, you actually got to capitalize off of it.
Yeah.
I didn't get that opportunity.
You were already gone.
You were gone.
Yeah, I was already gone. It's heartbreaking.
Damn, that sucks.
I know, that sucks.
Dude, because you were popping off when you were in college. You could have been making college, so much bro, money.
When I was doing it in college, like the first one I did, I told them about it on here, but the first one I did, our quarterback filmed, and it freaking goes crazy. And then like my teammates wanted to be in it because like some of them were in it, and then people would be like, yo, like, I'm in this video. Like someone texted them, was like, "You're in this video. You're famous." And it's like my account. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, "It's wild. Like everything was popping off." And then we didn't even have NIL.
It's definitely a game changer. Like the whole atmosphere of college sports is like polar opposite from what he was in,
which I was in. Literally as well, want the fame.
Yeah, well, the fame, yeah.
Or what is it like? What is
it? Platform.
The platform. Yeah.
Okay. You want the platform? You want the followers?
So but you had it for 1 year.
Two.
So you graduated in
2022. Yeah, how did I have that for two? Like, was it 2021?
I guess so.
I had it for junior year.
2020.
It was 2021?
Yeah, 2021.
Okay.
Must have been 2021.
My years are all fucked up.
Me too.
2021 was the first year of NIL. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so how was playing basketball at Michigan? By the way, I'm an Ohio State fan.
Oh, wow. We're going to destroy you guys November 25th. I don't know if this will be out by then.
Fuck.
But if it isn't, then my prediction is that we're just going to annihilate you guys.
You think so?
Yeah.
So are you going to the game?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm watching it live.
Oh, wow.
At the big house. We have motivation. Harbaugh's out.
I feel like we always beat you guys.
But for the past, you haven't beat us in like 1,300 days.
He's been counting. Holy cow, it's impressive.
Something like that. It's over 1,000 at this point.
Impressive statistic right there.
Damn, really?
Yeah, it's been a while. You guys are slacking.
Yeah, my sister went there. My mom went there. I just have always been an Ohio State girl. My sister was like, I told them, I was like, you guys, I'm having Adrian on the pod. My sister is like 2 years younger. So like,
are like big a fan.
They just know you from TikTok.
I thought they were going to be like, ew, Michigan.
No, but my sister goes, you better tell him that you're an Ohio State fan.
That's
like,
so okay, funny.
I will. But yeah, tell us what it was like playing a sport.
It was amazing. That was like definitely a huge part of my life. Like a huge part of me growing up and maturing. Like I always say, I'm from New York City, but I feel like I matured in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You just put on the biggest stage of college basketball. So
there you
think
go.
About that. Like, it's just like, it is what everything you think it is. It's like, it's that.
And then as your social is growing while you're in college, are you like getting shit on when Michigan loses a game? Like in your comment section? Oh, really?
Well, like in real life too.
Oh,
like
going to the grocery store. I've never had a
bad encounter.
Okay.
Outside of me playing, like I've never had an in-person bad encounter, like in public.
Okay.
But like if we lost a game and let's say I posted a TikTok the day after and then we had a game the day after that and I went out to warm up, I'm hearing everything. Yeah. I'm hearing my grandma. I'm hearing stuff about my parents. I'm hearing they're researching everything about my family.
I remember people doing that like in high school.
People did
researching like who we were playing, like their mom and dad, and like making fun of
or like their ex-girlfriend. They'd be like screaming
at the same time. It's like a basketball thing. Relationship, yeah. So I'm hearing everything.
Oh god.
Are you tuning out or not?
Imagine that. Basketball, you have so many less players. You do have more games.
And they're right there.
And they are right there. You have more games too. So you have to, when you're posting, because like if I post or whatever, week goes by, we lose the game. I mean, we didn't really lose a lot, but like when we did lose, I would get roasted. And that was part of me. Like I started to slow down a little bit because I'm like, dang, like every time we did lose, you would get absolutely ripped. And it's like, there's a separation, but.
Right. At first, I was posting on game days just because it was like part of my posting schedule, but then I stopped that real quick.
And the coaches, were they like okay with that? Like what?
Yeah, the coaches were supportive. Obviously, it's NIL. I mean, you get a little bit here and there. You'd get a little bit like, okay, he probably is not comfortable with what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, they were totally supportive. And even like I would be in a lot of recruiting, like when recruits would come over, you know, a lot of the families and the younger brothers and even the players sometimes. The parents want to hear about like the NIL because that's a huge part. So then they were using me to like, you know, I was the example NIL person there.
Quick question. Who was your first NIL brand or NIL deal?
Who was the first NIL deal? I just, for some reason, a very early on one was Curology.
Skincare.
Yeah, that was a very early one. I'm trying to think the first one. I did stuff with Garnier Fructis very early on. I was like,
which one
I
is remember that? Being is that in class.
Yeah.
I didn't have a manager yet. And I'm like trying to pay attention in the lecture hall and I'm negotiating my Garnier Fructis deal.
Oh, shut up.
Like in class. Didn't know what was going on. I was supposed to be taking notes.
Because it's literally like, so exciting.
Yeah, I didn't care.
And are you
this.
Doing this all on your own or do you have a management by then?
Right now, I have a management. At that point, I went probably 3 months. No, 2 months without a management. And I was like, okay, I can't do this. I can't go to school, play basketball, and do this. It's just impossible. Barbara Jones, outshine talent.
Shout out Barb.
Shout out Barb. Barb's a freaking beast.
Man. I bet she's awesome.
Do you talk to her on the daily?
On the daily. Me and Barb are like this. Until they played Michigan. So she's a Penn State fan. Then we have a little beef. We don't talk for like probably 2 days. She has to like get her mind right. But she'll send me pictures of like her daughter and like a Michigan sucks shirt. But that's about it. There's no other communication.
Oh my God. Wow.
So would you say you guys are texting for the most part? Or like
me and
calling?
Barb, yeah. So I have like a Adrian Team Adrian group chat here.
Oh, shut up.
So it's you and Barb and who else?
Me, Barb, and my two other managers, and then one used to be like a apprentice that would like help with like how you say it, like logistics stuff.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
So it's like, good morning, Adrian. This is what you have to do today.
Yeah. So like I'm not gonna show what it is, but you can see I don't want to show
it. We won't put it on
Team
the video.
Adrian. You know what I'm saying? So like they tell me all the promos I have to do, the price, every brand deal, every contract.
Oh, it's looking like they're just texting and you're not responding.
Yeah, I like the message. I'm just all right.
It looks like it's a little bit stressful.
Yeah, low key, if I was doing this by myself, I would freak out.
Yeah, like you did in college for the couple months that you were having to do it by yourself. I mean, that's just too much.
I just wouldn't have
the emails swarming, you know?
And like you can't focus on making good content, I feel like, at that point. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you can. People do it all the time. I feel like you do it. You don't have
Matt
manager,
does
right?
it. Yeah,
no,
he said
I don't have one.
But you said you have a lot
I'll do
of
like,
papers and you're organized.
I have
but
like so many documents. I'm
I
so
think
unorganized.
You need a manager.
I have like
no, it helps all so kind much. Of stuff.
Like, you yeah, do. I like having a relationship with the brand.
Right.
That's the other thing.
He does like that.
So but like, it's also if I stop working with Outshine, which I don't see happening, but they have all the contacts. Like I'm obviously exactly.
yeah.
the face.
They're the ones speaking to the brand. They're like they're an agency.
And I'm CC'd and I see what's happening.
Yeah. But you're not paying attention as much as when they come to you and they're like, boom, 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 this is what we need from you.
And they come with everything. They come with the lawyers and finance people and obviously, you know.
I mean, so it's it nicer easier. To just do that.
And you need like the space to be able to be creative.
Right. No, like right now I work out from 8:30 to probably like 12:30. And then I get home, I shower, and then by that time it's like 1:32. And
you work out from 8:30 to 12:30?
Yeah.
And where do you work out?
8:30 to 9:30, and then I drive to my next workout, 10:30 to like 11:45, 12, and then I'm drinking a shake, and then by the time I get out of there, it's 12:30.
That's a little bit late. Where the hell, where are you working out?
And what are you doing?
I go one workout's in East Nash for basketball, and then the
Is
other
like
workout's-
pickup?
No, like a trainer.
Oh, true.
I just work out like I'm still playing.
Okay.
Love.
And then I go to Franklin for my lift, which is like 22 minutes away.
I cannot believe you're going from the Nations to
minutes.
East to Franklin.
Guys, they're complaining about 20 minute drive.
Yeah, we are.
In LA.
Oh yeah.
You leave the house, it's an hour. So this is like amazing to me.
Really?
That's what I'm trying to tell them. I was like, you need to be going to places closer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like going more than 8 to 10 minutes
Me
away
either.
From my workouts.
Yeah.
Everything in Nashville is max 15 minutes.
Franklin, you do not need to be going to Franklin. Why don't you just join Quantum like everyone else?
No, I have a trainer for weights as well.
Oh.
So, and your trainer will only work out in Franklin?
No, he's just where he's based. That's where I met him. So.
Well, you can enjoy Franklin once you're out there, you know, like.
Right. I love
it's
Franklin.
Nice and to Brent drive Wood out and, there. Yeah.
Maybe log to
like
down low.
Dude, what are you?
And put some music on that soft and slow.
Okay. Well, we need to save all these fun
things. Maybe we ain't got no place.
Does anyone
go.
Need to pee?
Nope.
Okay.
We're back. Friends. Intermission came a little early this time.
I'm going to have to pee soon, so we're going to have to take another intermission.
Okay. Can I segue into this? So look, when I was on y'all's pod last time, obviously Adrian in college playing a little college ball, doing his thing, putting up the three pointers, you know what I'm saying, Trey money, but when he was in college, it's extremely busy. I'm curious because they asked me the same question. I had two college girlfriends. Mm-hmm. It was a hard to manage. Ended up not working out with either one of them. But did you have any relationships, one before college, but then also did you have any relationships in college?
None before college. I had three in college.
Three in college?
One was 3 months, one was 10 months, and one was for the rest. Restie for the bestie, probably year and a half.
What do you call it when a guy is always in relationships?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't have a name for it.
There's something wrong with me. There's got to be.
Nothing wrong with it, but I thought the term was lover boy, and then I looked up the term online, and that is not what a lover boy is.
Oh.
Yeah, because we were talking about
what's a lover boy on the Urban Dictionary?
Because I was like, Adrian and I were talking about it the other day. We're like, yeah, blah, 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 like, we like relationships or whatnot, and I looked it up, and it was like, it was something.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So what would you call that? I would just call it like
someone.
Well, this was the common theme. So I would get in a relationship. Well, freshman year came in, new college basketball player on campus, doing my thing. Cool. Then got in a 3 month relationship. Boom. Got out of it for 3 months.
Why?
Got back into another one in 3 months.
Why did you break up with the 3 month old?
She was in the military.
Oh.
The 3 month old?
Okay. That's some sick stuff. Sorry. There. You guys need to pipe down.
That was crazy. What?
Wait, I have a question though. After the first girlfriend was how old?
3 months.
3 months.
Wasn't even really like, yes, we dated, but like we didn't really. She went to West Point. So like.
So she didn't even go to Michigan.
No.
But like, you were still. But you just. Okay.
So then. New York. So you break I met her in prep school for the first time. Long story.
Okay. Sounds too complicated for us. West Point. Long distance. I mean, just sounds like a 3 month. There's nothing wrong with you there. That's too hard.
Right.
Okay. So then you break up and then 3 months later you meet a new girl and she's at Michigan.
Was the new girl a rebound?
Oh, was she a rebound?
No, but people are like, oh, it's so fast. Like, how could you? But like, I was just like.
Dude. Yeah, it's fine.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was ready. Like, 3 months is a long time.
3 months.
Oh, it must have been 3 months. I think it was. It was either 3 or 2 months. I really can't remember. But I remember there just being a little intermission period in between each of my relationships where. It was just like nothing's happening. Then all of a sudden I was back in one by accident. Didn't do it on purpose.
Did you get it all heartbroken from the first one? Were you ever sad?
I was sad about that first one.
And then you weren't planning on the second one.
I feel like you were not.
I was sad about that first one. And then you didn't plan on the next one coming in. And
didn't plan on the next one coming in.
So did she go to Michigan? The next one that came in?
No.
Another one that doesn't go to Michigan.
Didn't go to school though. She lived in Michigan. Didn't go to college though.
How'd you meet her? Instagram?
I think mutual friends.
Mutual friends.
Was this the one that you got back together with after Carson? Okay. So you dated this girl for what? Did you say 10 months?
10 months.
You dated this girl for 10 months and then.
Moved in with her after like 3-4 months.
In college?
In college. Or she moved in with me.
Into your like college living situation?
Yeah, I was in an apartment.
You lived alone?
No, I was with my teammate. But he had another apartment with his girlfriend as well. So he had both. So basically. For the most time, we were
Michigan basketball team sounds like a fun time.
Yeah,
everyone's living with their girlfriend.
Well, I was actually one of the only sophomores who got an apartment because I freaking begged my coach.
Okay. So you were supposed to live like in the dorm?
In the dorms, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of my other sophomores.
Okay, back to the girls. So you dated this girl for 10 months, and then you met your most like public relationship girlfriend. Carson.
Yeah.
And then,
I met her low key like 3 weeks after I broke up.
Oh my God.
We didn't start dating until.
Yeah, how long after you broke up with the 10 month old did you start?
Stop saying 10 month old. You've got to say 10
we,
month
old. Relationship.
We must have broken up in February.
Wait, why'd they break up? Why'd you break up?
With the
10 month relationship. 10 month? Yeah.
I think we moved in together too soon. And that just caused a lot of problems, a lot of arguing, a lot of, you know, when you live with someone, I literally was just mad at everything she did. So I was like, okay, this isn't working.
So she full ass moved into your apartment. Like she didn't have another place to live.
Full ass moved into
my apartment. Whose choice was it? Was it your choice or hers?
It was one of those things. I honestly can't remember exactly whose it was, but I know like. She only felt comfortable if I made it like I wanted her to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I kind of fell for that. So it might have seemed like, oh yeah, like I really want you to live with me. Like I want to see you every day. But it was more so like I wanted to live with her, but I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. So I was just doing whatever I could to get her to come into the house.
Perhaps a little pressured.
Yeah, I felt like if I didn't, then where's the relationship going type. You know what I'm saying?
She definitely made you feel like that.
Right. Well, I don't want to blame it on her. But like that's looking back on it.
Hopefully she's not mad at
me. No, I mean, look back on it. That's what I feel like it was. But
yeah. Okay.
I was young. So
you guys broke up because you lived together and you were like, this is just too much.
Right.
Was there like, there was no cheating or anything going on?
No.
And there was no like, after y'all broke up, was it like a breakup where it's like done deal? It's clean. Like y'all never talked again? Or did y'all talk again?
Well.
No, we broke up and then we were still in the same house for 3 weeks. She was trying to figure that situation out.
How does that work? I'm sorry. How does that work? I could not do that. I'm telling you.
I broke up with someone.
No.
What am I going to do? I'm not going to kick her out.
They don't hate each other, right? It just wasn't working. Like, I totally get that.
Mac is literally breathing so heavily.
Mac, they didn't cheat on each other. There was
some dislike.
For sure.
Yeah. No hate.
No, I mean, it's just.
It wasn't hate enough to, like,
get the fuck out. Right.
I'm not a crazy, like, throwing your stuff out of the window, you know?
Right. Mac, come on.
I'm just saying there's no, I guess if she did officially move in, she probably.
It was hard for me.
She moved all of her stuff into your place?
Mm-hmm.
So she moved all of her stuff into your place.
I broke up with her, but it was hard for me. Like, I had to, like, talk to my parents and talk to my friends. They're like, dude, this is not good for you. Like, you need to stop it. And I was like, damn, I see that. And I was like, I kept going in the cycle of, like, forgiving and forgiving. And so at the end, it was like I initiated the breakup and it was still hard for me. And then for the 3 weeks, it was like me fighting that feeling of like, just take her back, Adrian, just take her back. But I stood strong and I'm proud of that.
Oh my God, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. You got some self-control.
Damn. So was she calling you and blowing you up and texting you once she moved out?
No.
No.
Once she was out,
it went silent.
It was silent.
So then went silence, never again. And you got a new girlfriend, your most public relationship, like kind of said, named Carson.
She 3 weeks later, you guys.
No, he met her 3 weeks later.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Where'd you meet her?
Instagram DMs.
Because down in the DMs.
No, wrong.
What?
Wrong. Not 3 weeks.
Okay, do you need to check your phone?
No, I want to see. Yeah, no, I want to see when
you
that
see
first
the timeline?
Video. Yeah, I'm really curious.
Go look. Hold this. I have to pee anyway.
Okay. It's going
to
be a lot of scrolling here.
Yeah.
So.
She wants it on the mic. Symbol. Where were we at? Timeline.
Okay, so you have the girl who you're dating for 10 months, and then you break up. She's still living with you, and then she leaves, and
then
you guys.
This is February.
Okay, and you guys do not talk once she leaves.
Do not talk once she leaves.
She's not blowing you up.
Uh-uh. Not at all.
And you then, said, get out, girl.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
And then, then probably like a month later, I DM the most public one I have, public ex. And then,
how'd you find her on Instagram?
Just Instagram. She played in another school. Burp. And I just saw her on like my explore page. That was it.
You saw her on the explore page and you're like, oh, she's cute. What was the DM that you said?
What was
I said,
DM?
Damn, you and your dog are fire.
That's what you said.
That was it.
And she replied. And then
she replied and she's probably like, thanks or something. She didn't really give me much to work with. But
I
then
feel like the girls usually don't.
Didn't like, so like replied DM. I just liked the message. I wasn't like trying to make a conversation with her. Then like a month goes by. Yo, I got this idea for a video with Tootsie Slide. Can you make like a Tootsie Slide video with a basketball and pass it out of frame? And so.
So at this point, she is like somewhat also
TikTok
gaining following on TikTok. Yes. So she like agrees for this like weird TikTok idea.
Yes.
Or I mean, it was
so,
genius.
Like, no.
It was genius. But if somebody
said that to
you, I'd be like, what? Why are you calling your idea weird?
No, but, if so I'm not a content
it's
creator.
It's 2020. So
okay,
you gotta
so it's
give
like,
it a little break.
Okay, it's 2020.
I at this point had like 8,000 followers. She probably had like 20 or 30,000.
Okay, so it's no big deal to her to do like throwing
yeah,
the basketball
like,
on the frame.
I had more than both of y'all.
Yeah.
For that time.
Damn, Matt.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Okay, so she threw the basketball out of frame and you caught it and duetted
it. And duetted it, and that was the beginning. And then probably like 3 weeks later.
Did that video go viral? of people being like, ship, ship, ship?
We just pulled it up. It was like medium.
Ship. It was like, what, 20K likes or something like that?
Yeah.
Something nice. Like that. 20K. Probably got maybe 100K views. But that was a lot for me. I had 8,000 followers
at that point. Right, that's a lot at the time.
It was a very public relationship.
Yeah, it was very public. She's in another relationship, and I'm just talking about it because they want to talk about it. Not me.
Do you hate us?
No. It's just people are like, oh my God, he keeps talking about her. It has been a year, you know?
Yeah,
and a lot of times on like my TikToks, I'm not even talking about her, but...
We don't have assume. To. I
no,
mean,
no, no.
I
just let's like, do it. I just wanted to put that disclaimer but it's there because like, I'm probably, I might get, you know, I might get a little similar, angry text in a little bit. You know
what
I'm
it's saying? Similar to The Bachelor.
Maybe just like people.
Is she going to get interviewed on the relationship at all?
She didn't really go on pods, but I feel like, yes, she went on one pod and like people asked about it and she kind of talked about it, but not really.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense for the boy to go in more than the girl, I think.
I have no bad blood for her. Right. Freaking, she's the best, man. I wish her the best.
Okay.
So, freaking, what happens there? So then 3 weeks after that video, I drove down to Ohio, Portsmouth, Ohio, very random town, almost to Kentucky. And then we hang out for the first time. And this is where we made our first mistake. The first day we hung out. First day we hung out, we made videos together. Boom. There you go. The end was near. At that point, we were doomed from the moment we freaking met.
Because
from
you were
before we met, we made the duet. So it was like, okay, now we start making content together in the same room, and people are like, whoa. And so
people were saying you were dating before you were even dating.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Damn. So when did you ask her to be your girlfriend?
May 25th.
And you met.
And you met in February. We met
in April.
Oh, met in April. Broke up in February with the other girlfriend.
Oh. Okay. So you guys started dating pretty quickly because you just were hearing of it.
Yeah. It was like, he's fucking
Mac,
freaking out.
Can we get your thoughts on Adrian's beginning of his relationship here?
I mean, it's just, look, I didn't know all this information, to be honest. I had no clue about all these relationships, anything. But it's pretty fascinating to me. I guess like the thing that's crazy is she reached like, so she reached out, you reached out, whatever. And then she asked you to make a video, and then you meet up with this girl, and the first day y'all are making content.
It's so innocent at this point, though. Like, think about it. I have 10K. She has 20K, 30K. Like, no one's thinking this is going to change our lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you guys do have a TikTok mindset at this point.
And were people – so after the first TikTok, were they commenting? Were people commenting? Yeah. Like, are you all together?
Shit. Okay. Yeah, are you all dating? We were going live together every night. Like – it was like we were on it, but it was so like it was such an innocent thing. It wasn't like our plan was to make a couple's empire and be one of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that was everyone. No, it was just like it was working and we were doing it and we were having fun together. We were making cookies at night, freaking
and watching
movies. And you
guys are just watching the fucking numbers go up.
Yeah, watching numbers go up. It's quarantine. We have nothing else to do.
And you're falling in love right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like full on falling in love. Like you were in love with this girl.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah. And we were guys, there was nothing else to do. What are we going to do? It's so literally what, COVID. So
what year are you in school at this time?
Just got out of sophomore year. So in between sophomore and junior year.
So do you all date all the way through senior year?
Junior,
for you?
Senior.
Y'all are in college even, right?
Or no? Out of college.
Yeah. You all were in the same grade?
She was a year older than me.
Okay.
Which is why she ended up moving in my senior year.
Oh, geez. You had another one move in with you?
But this was after a year and a half almost.
Still, dude.
I know.
Not the moving in, dude. Come on.
This is going back to the being a college athlete, which that was also the beginning of the end. Like, barely gave her any attention.
Adrian, you cannot move. Another girl is not moving in with you until you've been dating her for 5 years.
5 is so long.
Yeah.
That means I would be 30 if I started right now. Well, I'm 24.
Okay,
but
fine.
Like, damn.
Fine.
I've never had a girl move in, and I personally, it's not necessarily, well, I mean, there's different views on it, whatever. Like, different people say different things. I don't even know why I said that, but all this to say, I don't believe in the moving in too early, because I never had a girlfriend move
right.
in, because I think that, like,
oh, thanks.
It causes just a lot of issues. And if you're going to get married to that girl, it's like one of the big things is like, one of the beautiful things about marriage to me is like, you get to move in and live with them. So, but I also get it's comfortable and it's a lot of fun to live with someone you love. So,
and it saved a lot of money for her at that point. We weren't making anything really. off of social media. So it was like, look, I'm getting this place that's paid for by Michigan basketball.
Yeah. Basically, no judge, but know. I'm just like, you even know. You're like, yep, that was the beginning of the end right there when she moved in.
Like,
you know,
hindsight, it's like, I'm not giving her attention every time we do see each other. So at this point, once she moved in, we were a pretty big couple at that point. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I'm gone from, I got my 8:30 class and then I got my until 2 o'clock and then I got my 3 o'clock practice. I'm in there till 9. So by the time I come back, now it's business time. We need to make videos because, you know.
Yeah, what's she been doing all day?
Nothing, which is why we ended up getting a dog together. Boom, beginning of the end.
Oh, no.
There you go, another one.
Not a kid.
Coda girl. That is my girl right there.
Oh, my God. Do you see her ever?
Not anymore.
Damn.
Oh, Coda girl.
Me and her, we got a connection, but like over.
You and Coda?
Yeah, no, that's my daughter. That's a human right
Damn,
there.
Damn, I miss her for you.
Yeah.
Well, you think you'll ever see her again?
Possibly, but probably not. I mean, she's got a new boyfriend. I feel like he probably wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Coda has a new dad.
Coda does have a new dad.
Stepdad.
Yeah, she don't love him, no, for real. She don't.
Okay, so can you walk us through...
She hates new people.
I agree.
And big people.
Damn, I feel like you need a new Coda or something. You need to get another dog.
I can't replace Coda. I also can't take care of a dog by myself.
Right. Neither could us, and too.
I probably could, but I don't know if I'd want to right now.
Yeah, we don't want to take it out.
But if I would have Coda, I would make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you guys got a dog together, or it's her dog, I guess.
So I'm kind of fast forwarded a little bit. Moved in with me. We were doing the thing. It was fine. Also, wait, junior year, forgot about this. It was COVID. All remote classes. I was only gone for actually practice. She's
loving that, right?
This girl needs her space. So low-key, like my practice time was like her time. So that was like good. It worked in COVID. Once in-person classes came back, now I'm gone the whole time. Now it's too much space. Now she's bored. Now she's not getting enough time. But at that point, it was like, I'm almost done with basketball. We're about to move to LA. Just hold on till then, you know?
So she held on and y'all moved to LA.
We moved to LA. Everything went freaking down the drain. All the hopes and dreams. It became such a business. Like now we're like roll, like we're moving now. Like there's events every day or like we got branded videos to make or sound promos. And it is like, we're getting up. We're sleeping in the same bed. We're showering in the same shower. We're working out in the same gym. We're doing the same brand deals. And then by the time 5 o'clock hits, we're like, we got to a point where we weren't even talking to each other.
Oh, you guys have to be arguing.
No, he's saying arguing. Like, it's just work. So, it's like so
tired.
Like you're just with someone every day for 6 months from basically 8 to 5 every single day. Like, every like Monday to Sunday.
No. Did y'all stop having fun during that period of time? Because I know you said originally it was a ton of fun. Like y'all are having a great time.
Yeah, we were having a great time. We weren't having fun at that point.
Yeah, it was just straight business.
It was like us filming together was like a chore for her.
Damn.
I was still liking it, but you could tell it was bothering her. And
because she didn't want you to really be on her page as much as you wanted to make content.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to be
her own thing.
Which we get.
Makes sense.
Which, yeah, I didn't really care. I don't really care about social media. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's why we left the culture of men, because they don't give a thought.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it did bother her. And then that's where it was like, okay, now we're not going to do our job. But in my head. And so.
Because you're also like a guy. You're thinking business. What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, like, we got
to
make money.
We have to do this.
And then. Damn. But then we went to a point where we weren't filming together at all. And it was like, if brands want us to be in the videos, they have to pay us separately. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to give her a fee and my fee. Mm. And so we, like, gave the brands that dilemma. Like, you can't just get both of us.
Were you working with Barbara at this time?
Mm-hmm. And I got her with Barbara, too. She's still with her.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And then there was, like, a couple months period where we didn't film at all. She made it a thing. Like, I don't want to film.
I can understand that as a girl. Right. Like, can we just do us?
And I totally understand it too.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Did you bring back the filming?
We kept YouTube going for a little bit. That was like where we were together. We would make videos every once in a while. But other than that, towards the end, it was really not a lot.
Yeah.
So this, I mean, this breakup was a while ago, but like the only reason why we're bringing it up is because you guys were so public.
It's still a thing.
It's still a thing. Like, people are still in your comments. People are still in her comments. Like, when you guys came back together, we loved you guys together. You guys were just such like a cute, cool couple on TikTok. And that's why I think so many people are interested. Mm-hmm. So like, what was it like having all of these people that, one, you have no idea who they are. They're hiding behind screens, but they're commenting on your life and they're commenting on your public relationship. What was that like?
Like I said, for me, didn't really care. I came from playing at Michigan. I've been told the worst of the worst with word, like with little tweets and stuff like that. So seeing people's comments doesn't bother me at all. Definitely got to her from outside looking in. It definitely got to her more than it did to me. So people, you know, everybody thought we were like a perfect, like, oh my God, I fucking love them. Like, they're the best, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then like stuff wasn't going great on the inside. So that really like kind of made it even worse. It was almost like, that's why I feel like she wanted to make her own name. Cause it was like there's a false image of her. You know what I'm saying?
Like, because she doesn't want her whole brand to be associated with you.
Or like, yeah, like I remember a story. She was out in public and someone came up to her and was like, where's Adrian? And I feel like that was a moment where she was like, okay, no, this is too much. Anytime anybody came up to, well, yeah, that's why I didn't understand.
Are people coming up to you guys like in LA?
LA is very, no, LA.
Nobody comes up to you, right?
Because everyone's
famous or like has something. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So but that was somewhere else.
She was like in Ohio or something.
Okay.
But like when people came up to you, were they like, where's Carson? And that didn't bother you?
No, they didn't as much. That's what bothered her.
Oh.
So people were coming up to me for me.
That's probably.
Or it would be a second thought. It'd be like, yo, Adrian, what's up, man? I fucking love your shit. Where's Carson? Like it would be like after conversation, like, oh, is Carson here? But they would like some, but not all of them. Obviously people would come, oh my God, Carson, I love you. But I feel like it was more.
I think the fan base is girls. So then the girls think that you're hot. And so then they're.
But they love her. And she had a million more followers than me at that point too.
Okay.
So it just didn't make sense. I don't really get it. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I feel like, and also she took the, how do you say, the more, like, people were more harsh on her during the relationship, but I feel like they always are with a girl in a public relationship. When they break up, a lot of people side with the guy unless he cheats or something, you know?
Yeah.
And people were commenting like, oh, she doesn't like him. You can tell with her body language, she's not liking him.
Damn.
So automatically people were like, Adrian's a nice guy.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Did you guys make a public statement about your breakup?
Mm-hmm. We did.
I think I missed
that. December.
In December, was it like a joint TikTok? What is it, YouTube? What was it?
We both did separate TikToks.
Did you run them by?
What did you say?
Did you run them by each other before you posted?
Yeah, like I initiated like, hey, can we like post about this? Because like I just want to get it over with. And so I sent her mine. And she was like, yep, that's good. You can post. And then she sent hers to me. And I think that's also like where people start not side with me, but were a little bit more nice to me with the breakup. She kind of like, I posted my first and she said exactly what I said. So it came off as not genuine, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which some people caught on to. And I feel like at that point she was over it. Like she didn't really care. And I was like, I feel like I was super, I mean, at that point I was still in love. So I was like, you know, I'll always love her, blah, blah, blah. Like we just didn't work out, blah, blah, you know what I'm saying? So I came off way as a nice guy, you know.
So did you break up with her or did she break up with you?
She broke up with me.
Okay. Why? Did I miss that? Or did he already say that?
Yes. Oh. No. I think it just became too much. Like it wasn't, she wasn't getting what she needed out of the relationship. So I've said this before. Like, I feel like I wasn't being a good boyfriend. I was so sure in my mind, like we're going to be together. Let's focus on business now. Build this. That'll always be there. And then I totally forgot about being a good boyfriend and getting her gifts and like
being nice.
But it's also, she was like one of the bros. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she gave off that like energy. So I like, it just totally.
I feel like you guys had, at the beginning, I'm sure, I mean, you guys were in love and you were like very much like boyfriend, girlfriend. But I feel like towards the end, it was more of a friendship and
we were
business
friends.
Partnership than it was 100%. a boyfriend girlfriend relationship. Mackie has a question.
Yeah. Was she telling you like what she needed and you were like, I like, not like I need gifts, but like, please remember like my birthday or like a special date or something. Birthday.
I remember like 2 months before she was like, I feel like you don't like me or something.
And then you didn't really change.
No. And I was like, okay, like, I can, I don't know. Like, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to
right.
do that? And then she said what she kind of needed, like more like affirmation. I think I can't really
words honestly of affirmation.
Remember. Yeah. Like words language? Like be more lovey dovey. But then at that point it was too late. Cause she already told me. So like when I did it, it, she didn't do anything. Cause it was like, oh, I already told you.
It was like, you're only doing it because I told you to.
Exactly.
Mm.
Which okay. I mean is a valid point.
Which is a valid right. point. But don't tell me then at that point. Just tell me to do better and then I'll figure it out from there.
You'll figure it out as the guy. Like what it is that you're missing.
If that's the case, like as a girl, if you're going through relationship problems and you know, if you tell the guy and he does what you tell him to do and you're still not going to like it, don't tell him so that he can just figure it out.
No.
Tell him to figure it out.
See, like I feel like for me, like if I'm going to say what to do, I would still like it.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I'm like, please do this.
Maybe. Yeah.
Then they start doing it. I'm like, oh,
you would be like, I told you. So it's not.
This is why we have this podcast. You guys, we are like, we're the same, but we're different. We almost never agree.
Yeah. So you would say like, if you're telling him, let me give an example that isn't too realistic to my life.
You would be like Carson. Like,
yeah, I'd be like,
okay. So say you need a hug every day before you go to work.
I would not.
And you tell him that because it's something that you need. I'm just making this up. And then he starts doing it every morning. You're not loving that?
I think, okay.
That's
illogical.
I'm just saying.
That's logical. That makes sense.
The way that you say it.
Like,
no, that makes sense. I would love that if, you know.
I would, that make, would make me happy.
I think there's a way that you can ask for something without asking for it, like, so specifically. Like, hey, my love language is physical touch. I'm just letting you know that's my love language. You can do with that what you please.
Right.
Oh, you're going to go love language.
I remember there was a moment in September where she was like, you, like, never kiss me anymore. And then every time I did, it was like, oh, you're only doing that because I told you. That is, like, just came to my brain.
Yeah.
Mm.
And this is right after we just came off of like a 2 month work trip where we were Miami, Atlanta, Texas, Ohio, New York for Fashion Week. It was like a whole 2 months like on the road and like we weren't being affectionate at all. And I remember that right now when you said that.
Yeah.
Crazy. Mm.
See, I would be happy with that. I'd be like, thank you so much for doing what I needed.
That would be awesome. But
the only thing about like that is
we're doing what you want us to do. But at that point.
I'm not that hard to please, you all.
Do you really have to ask for that?
Exactly.
Like, you should
know. Are we meant to be if I'm not doing that?
Exactly.
So that's where I'm coming from, too.
Yes.
Like, looking back on it.
Like if it's not in their, like, normal behavior.
Would we be better as, like, just, like, we're bros at that point, you know?
Exactly.
Did you know that you weren't kissing her that much?
No, I just didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about it at all.
And I think that's part of the move-in thing, though. I think when you all move in, you get so comfortable.
Seeing her freaking on the toilet, like, every day.
God. Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm not the toilet.
I'm seeing her fucking pick her nose and not that she picks her nose, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. You get so comfortable.
You live with someone.
No, like, I'm like,
you've seen her do things, right? You're in the bath. You share a bathroom. I mean, you see the things.
I mean, that's like literally like, it's just
like
French.
Farting, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
It's like your best friend.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. In my next relationship,
you're not going to
cutting that right off.
You're cutting off like the I have to shit or
no,
I'm
like,
farting
close the
in
door.
Front of you.
I'm not doing it.
And you're not letting her fart in front of you.
I'm not doing it.
Or clean her ears.
For a little bit.
Okay.
You need that time before you actually.
At least
like that's
2 years.
Marriage
I need 2 years.
That is 2 years? Good luck.
I need 2 years. We started doing that within like 6 months.
Yeah.
Because we were like, we're meant to be.
Max,
and
is it not marriage level to be shitting in front of
each
other?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, one, I don't even know if I'm going to do that.
We lived together for almost 2 years.
Still, though.
I don't even know. 700, how many days is that?
2 years, 365 years. 365 times 365, or
times 365 two, okay.
plus 365.
700 plus days.
Alabama, but
yeah.
Yeah.
700
plus
days.
700
days. Yeah. I've been told this in my last three relationships that I get unaffectionate. Towards the end of our times.
Red flag.
So is it me? Probably is. Honestly.
It's okay.
But it's not something like I really don't be. I don't, it's not a conscious thing. Like I don't like you anymore. So I'm not going to kiss you. It's just like. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But I'm working on it. And I think on the next one I'm going to be conscious of it.
I think that it just means that you haven't found your person.
That's what
I think. Once you do, you'll never stop kissing them.
Right.
I think that's right.
Because even my parents, like my whole life, super affectionate.
Same.
In front of me. So it's not like it's uncomfortable. Like I've seen it my whole life.
Right. Yeah. Same with both of our parents.
But maybe I
just were your parents affectionate, Mac?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mac, are you kidding? Look at him, his southern boy.
We love our southern parents
are still very
What's your longest relationship?
Probably off and on for like a year.
There you go. That's why it was affectionate the whole time.
I don't know. It was a year. I would have been affectionate either way.
No, you can't say woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda. I would have said if I dated Carson for a year and then all of a sudden we were not dating, I would have been like,
that's a hypothetical. Come on now, my boy.
You're hypothetically.
I understand like looking at yourself in the mirror and being like,
I'm not a baby.
You haven't dated someone for more than a year straight.
It was like a year and a half, maybe.
And you never lived with someone.
I've never done that. But that's my call. That's why, because in your situation, I think it's a smart thing.
No, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Because in that way, because I think it caused some of the problems.
What?
I'm so just dying at you in this chair because you're so tall.
I think it caused some of the problems. Look, I think
it definitely was the downfall.
If I had to do it, because I talked to someone the other day and they were like, look, we moved in. And I was like, why'd y'all move in? It made sense financially. It made sense in a lot of different ways. So I understand it. And I have friends who've moved in recently that like, look, I completely get that. I'm here to support it. But you also have to realize there's a lot of issues that come with it.
100%. I think that's one of the main reasons why I haven't worked.
You have a rule next time.
That's why I think the comfortability. Somebody. I think that's why the affection can die down. Is because when you're around someone, you get too comfortable.
Yes.
And I think that it's like, and then
but
you're
I
working.
Have friends that started dating at the same time as me and Carson, but ended up getting married, and they've been living together. Damn, so they got married, and so like they've been dating for what 3-4 years now, and they're married.
Damn.
Again, just have to find the right person. I think all four of us do.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Okay.
Oh, I'll try.
So we just have one more question for Adrian and then we're going to like bring it to the group combo.
Here we go.
You and Carson broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl that you were dating for 10 months came back into your life.
Well, we were broken up for 10 months, me and Carson, before I received.
And let me stop right there. Did you text her? Were you texting her? Were you trying to like bring it back? Did you want the relationship? You said you were in love with her still. Did y'all try to make the relationship work?
Who?
Oh, Carson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try to make it work multiple times? Like, what were you doing? What was y'all's contact? Like, was it complete no contact after?
I was seeing her a lot after the breakup.
Oh, God.
Because of the dog.
Hi, Coda.
So damn near every couple days or every day.
You were just bleeding out.
I know.
It was a lot more
drawn out.
So you were in LA and y'all broke up. And then so did you guys still live together again after the breakup?
Obviously for a couple weeks. But like I went back home. It was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks where I went back home and I said figure it out. And then she got her stuff out of the house. Okay. So we technically were in the same house, but I removed myself from that situation just because it was already broken up. It wasn't my decision, but it was in my house. So I was like, all right, I don't want to be here in this, you know, because if I'm there, I'm going to go down to her bedroom. I'm just going to say, hey, what's going on? Try and make it better. And it just wasn't.
It wasn't going to get better.
Yeah, that sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Right.
I can't. It was hard.
LA, like I'm just already stressed out.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the hardest times for sure. But
so when she broke up with you, were you like, I get it. That's okay.
No, I was freaking bawling, man.
Oh, you were crying.
I was like, what? Like, the hell?
Oh.
You know? I was like off guard.
Even though I feel like you were kind of checked out at that point.
I was checked out in my actions, but like in my brain, it was still, like I said, it was so cemented. Like, we're together no matter what.
We're getting married.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
You don't talk about that kind of stuff? Like getting married, having kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
For sure.
And then it just kind of like really fast went. But it wasn't really fast. It was like a Chinese water drip torture.
I'm sure it was hard for her to walk away.
Is that a thing?
I think it's, you know, water about? Bedding or something. Or
no.
Waterboarding.
That's not waterboarding, but like, you know, the drips. They do the torture where they drip on your forehead. It's just a drip. And then after 4 hours, you want to freaking explode.
Oh.
That's damn. What it was.
It felt like torture?
No, I feel like for her.
Oh, for her.
Well, I was chilling.
That's sad. So do you guys have any contact now?
No.
When's the last time you spoke to her?
Last day I left LA, she let me see Coda for the last time before I left.
So like a few months ago or a month ago?
month or a month and a half.
So did your lease end in LA and you moved here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I was doing month to month.
Okay.
For 6 months there because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it to Nashville. I think that this will be a good spot for you.
You're going to find your future wife here.
I hope so.
Guys, we're so excited. Adrian's single. So all you Nashville girlies that are listening, we know that you are constant Love You Bye listeners. We have Adrian on the pod, guys. He's single. He is like literally out here like, are the Nashville girlies going to be listening to the pod? And I told him yes. So like slide into his DMs, you guys. You never know, you know?
Making me nervous.
Do you hate that?
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's just a little nervy.
We have like, honestly, like you know us from talking to us just here and then like, I guess a little bit at the pregame, whatever, a couple weeks ago. But like, we seriously have great friends. So
cool, normal girl.
Like, and they did have a stat that people who've been on this podcast a couple months later have been in relationships.
Is
that
we've an had, actual thing?
No, I swear.
Like, we've had multiple guests in a row that have come on the pod and like, a month or two later are in relationships.
How many of that?
Are you ready for your next girlfriend?
I'm ready. No. Why have I not been on here? If that's a
Adrian,
stat,
I feel like you need to be single for a little bit in Nashville.
It's been a year. Being single in Nashville is scary.
Why is that?
Scary. I'm just not going to elaborate on that.
Are girls like throwing themselves to you at Barstool?
That's a hard question to answer.
But also, do you know that going into 2024, Nashville is the worst city to date in?
Based on Kenna's random ass TikTok man that she follows.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did see that. And I think downtown is, but the outskirts are great.
Oh, like so we're going to like Rosemary and Beauty Queen. Have you ever been there?
Franklin. He's talking Franklin.
I'm talking Franklin, Brentwood. Geez. I'm talking Hendersonville. I'm talking... I don't fucking know. He wants
a southern blonde girl.
Well, you gotta think. I'm from New York City. I've been in LA. I've been to Miami a lot. I feel like Nashville is just the same stuff as all that. Are we not?
What? Mm-hmm. No, we're not like LA, southern and New York. People.
It's not.
We're on a smaller level. Downtown.
Broadway is basically a tourist.
Okay. Well, you're not going to find your wife on Broadway. That's for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you
that's
can.
I'd agree that you can potentially.
Yeah, potentially, but like most likely.
Found his wife in the back of a bar.
Oh.
On a Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
It can happen. Yeah.
It can. But like Nashville is nothing like New York, LA, and Miami. So I don't know why you're saying that.
I'm just saying big city.
Yeah. Kind of. It's going in the same category as all those places nowadays.
What?
Yeah.
No.
People are moving here like crazy. A bunch of rats moving in.
It's like God, what are we going to do?
Like yeah, me. Like this rat over here. Yeah,
I know.
Shoot.
I'm the guy. I got yelled at. Someone told me to go back to California because I still have a California license plate. They said, go back where the palm tree's at.
Oh, shit.
Because I took his parking spot or something.
Oh, people? Yeah. Some of those people are pissed because they think y'all are all
He passed the spot. Didn't move for like at least 4 to 5 seconds. So I came in on the other lane and I was like, what are you doing, dude? I said, what are you talking about?
No, but overall, do you think like people like, servers, cashiers, just like the hospitality is nicer here.
Right. As a whole.
Yeah.
But I think the locals are kind of getting mad.
Oh, really?
At you. You scream California, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
how am I screaming California?
He's not screaming
it's the
California.
Hair,
it's maybe like a TikTok bit. Thing.
Right.
To be
I know. I got the city boy vibe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I am a city boy.
We need to finish the conversation about the girls. So. Okay, you and Carson broke up.
Hmm.
You started talking to your ex again.
This is like 10 months down the road. Like so much happened in between there. She just hit me up at some point a couple months ago and was like, I didn't know I was unblocked. At that point, I thought I was blocked. Like I didn't even know we could have a conversation at that point.
This was 4 years later.
4 years later.
And you guys started making content together.
Yeah.
So where does she live now?
Michigan.
So you flew her in and y'all started trying to date again and then it didn't work out again?
Mm-mm. It was working out for like the first 4 days. 4 days that we were seeing each other.
Do you still talk?
Not 4 weeks, but 4 days.
4 days. It was working.
Do you still talk to her at all or no?
Mm-mm. So how did that ending go?
I just said, we're in two different places in our lives and I just don't think it's going to work out. And this time she didn't live with me. So it was a very much easier disconnect process.
Did she have a one way to come hang out with you and then you had to by the flight back to Michigan when you ended it again?
No, I was really cordial and nice all up until the point that she left.
And you caught her flight back? But I knew
that once she left, I was like, okay, yeah, that's not happening again.
Okay.
The whole thing about that is like we were so comfortable with each other that within like the first 12 hours of us being together, we literally clicked back into we've been dating for 10 months,
yeah,
almost a year. Like we felt that comfortable.
I honestly, to as like a viewer on like just seeing your shit on TikTok, I was shook that you were pissing like that with her.
And we had so many old videos where we were like all lovey-dovey and like people are like, oh, like you look like you like her so much more. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever hear from Carson about that? Mm-hmm. Or no, because she had a new boyfriend by that time. I think
at that point she had a new boyfriend already.
How do you feel about her having a new boyfriend?
That was amazing for her. I'm happy she found her person. You are? Yeah. I literally have no bad feelings for her. I'm not going to lie. People think I like don't like her or like, you know, she's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because even after like, even her letting me see Coda as much as she did,
mm-hmm,
and like dropping her off and, you know.
Yeah, trusting her, you with her.
I mean, she's not, I'm her dad. I'm
her right, dad. Right, exactly. So
like I'm the one person she can trust. But like, even then, like now I don't get a response if I want to see Coda. But I mean, that totally makes sense though to me.
Because she has a boyfriend.
Right. I wouldn't even want to.
Random question. So after you and Carson broke up, I'm assuming you guys had each other's locations.
No, she stopped it. No, stopped it before.
Before you guys broke up, she stopped sharing?
Yeah.
Because it was toxic.
On the break. Yeah, once we had the break. Once we were not sleeping in the same room.
She stopped sharing her location. Mm-hmm. And were you ever like, hello, can I have
your never checked her location anyway. It wasn't.
Because you're a guy and you don't care. Because
he's a boy.
Like, and she's going to do what she wants to do at the end of the day. Like, what is me knowing where she's going to be?
Yeah, that's being a boy. Girls?
Take note.
Probably. No. I'm saying like for girls, like the screen time when you have a man's location is like 80% of your screen time is on their map.
No, it's actually crazy. It's crazy how
like
much
reloading, like you know where they are, but you're literally still like zooming in. You guys.
Girls.
No, girls are crazy about the maps. I mean, when my ex and I broke up, I had his location for 6 months after we broke up and I tracked it all the time and I was like, this is so unhealthy for me. I've got to stop having his location.
But like I wouldn't care at that point. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't sneaking around or
she had it, right.
Like that's why I didn't really
You didn't care.
I didn't care if she had it, so.
Okay.
Wow, you guys. That's the tea on Adrian Junior.
That was low-key. I went in depth there more than before.
Really?
For sure.
Are you okay with everything that you said?
Yeah, no. Everything's. Like, I dabbled in everything I said, but I never went into detail. Like, there's certain things.
I think you left out.
That's where I want to go into the details of one of your. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for doing that. I feel like people are going to love hearing that, and it was all good. All good vibes.
Yeah, because I've talked about this so much. I've made YouTube videos about it. I made TikToks about it. Like, what actually happened, and people still ask me.
Y'all,
so
leave them alone. Good Lord.
No, I mean.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you had this public relationship. People were so invested. You were pissing all the time. Like, people just want to know. Like, they're nosy. People are nosy and they want to know. And like, it's a props to you for being so open and honest about it and like sharing so much of your life on social because, I mean, it's not easy.
Right. And then, like, she posted her man, and still people in the comments are like,
we miss you in Carson.
Yeah, exactly.
These people are weird. Who are they?
Who are they? Get the fuck out of here.
That made me sad, dude. I'm not going to lie to you.
There's a core fan base of Carson and Adrian fans that are, it's been a year. Think about that.
How old? Like, is it like girls that are like in sixth grade or like.
You'd be surprised. What are they?
No, dude. It's like craziness. People are crazy.
It is.
I'm not saying like that. I'm not downing down.
No.
I'm not downing you guys or what's the word? Like playing y'all down. I'm just like. I can't imagine, like, with any couple besides right. Travis and
if
Taylor,
you're 23, 24, you're like, why are you doing that?
Right? Yeah, it's like we're all normal
humans. Like, old women, too. Like, 55 plus. Like, that's the great, like, there's no in-between.
Question, what do your parents think about all this?
My freaking parents love me. Whatever I do, they're just like, you are the best.
Are they listening to this?
100%.
Hi, parents.
We love when the parents listen. They always
what
do.
What are their names?
Jenny and Martin.
Hi, Jenny and Martin. Love them. We love them And we love your son, you guys. Okay. Well, thank you boys for coming on this Monday evening. We love you guys.
We love you all so much. We're so happy to be friends in Nashville, but we always make our guests say love you bye in the mics. So we'll have Max say it first and then Adrian, and then we'll say it.
Love you bye.
Love you bye.
Love you bye.
Love you bye.